Welcome to the evening of the time. It is the evening of the time, the hour of the time, and I'm Carolyn Nelson. We have a very special program for you tonight because of the seriousness of the communication last night by William Cooper about our children. We have Tim here in the audience with us.
Good evening, folks. I'm Tim with Surplus and Stuff. What I'd like to go over with you tonight, first of all, I'd like to thank many of you that have both called and sent letters in for the Surplus and Stuff Preparedness Catalog, and which I appreciate. We've gotten a lot of good response on that. And I might add, as of yesterday, we finally got caught up on the mailing. So everybody that is sent in for a catalog, you should be receiving it shortly. We had several hundred to get out, and this was accomplished, and we finally got caught up, and again, I'd like to thank you very much. One problem I'm having out here is with the 800 number. I've been getting calls for orders from many of you, and they've called in on the regular information line. We have GTE checking out why we're having problems in certain areas. Seems that Ohio and Michigan and some parts of New Jersey are having problems getting through on our 800, which I'd like to apologize for, but it's being checked on. If you want, just call in on the regular information line, and we'll be glad to help you out any way we can. So anyway, what I'd like to get with you now is that we have a special coming up through Independence Day, which would be July 4th, and the offer is good until July 5th, or while supplies last. What we have is a small shortwave radio that we're able to put out for you folks, and we have a package deal. It is an import. It's an AM/FM stereo. It has 7 shortwave bands on it, digital tuning, alarm, recorder time, 20 station presets, clock and sleep timer. It has an earphone jack, external antenna jack, and channel lock, and it has a display light, telescoping up antenna. Hand strap, it runs on 4 AA batteries or a 6-volt adapter. And it has the worldwide program guide with it, and it has a mini set of stereo headphones with it, plus a 2-year warranty. We have this package deal for you, which includes it includes the Millennium batteries and stuff with it, and a solar charger for $129.95. We also have the Panasonic portable receiver, and with the Panasonic unit, which is more expensive, is $239.95. It has all the other features as the previous radio, but it has a few more bells and whistles with it, and it has auto scan and a few other things. It has a 1-year warranty with the Panasonic. And the Panasonic portable tape recorder is voice-actuated. It has 120 minute tape with it, 6 Millennium batteries, and a SolarX NiCad charger. So either or, you're looking at $129.95 or $239.95. If you have any questions on it, just give me a call. And that's plus $7.50 shipping and handling. And those go out UPS. We do have them in stock, and I think it's a good deal. For those who can't afford a package deal, the small radio by itself is $49.95. And we have those in stock, and the offer is good until July 5th, 1994. Also, during the catalog program tonight, while Bill is not on business, we will be accepting phone calls. If you have any questions of any of you people out there that have the catalog or don't have the catalog yet but want some information, I'll be glad to help you any way I can tonight. And the, excuse me a moment.
We're going to give you phone numbers here. Which phone number did you want, the catalog?
No, right here.
Hello?
Yes, folks, the office that, the number that we're going to be using tonight is the fax line, and it is 337, area code 602-337-2524. That's the line we're going to be accepting phone calls on tonight. So if you want, just give us a call. We'll be glad to go over questions with you. Now, in the catalog, we're starting in the back end of it, in which Bill has in there all the treason documents, the Zapruder film, Luxor, all the listed hour of the time tapes from the start of his program all the way through until last week. All of these tapes will be available, and there's many of them from the Babylon series to the series that we've done on Hitler and the treason series. So there's many, many tapes that are of interest to you folks out there that you should have, and replay these for your friends and get them interested in what's happening to our country. Especially after last night, the information that we got on what the Congress wants to do pertaining to the child's rights, this is strictly against all what we stand for. So if you have any folks, any phone calls, folks, just call in at 337. Just call in at 337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. All right. Go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about your radio show. I've been listening to you for some time, and, you know, I find it your views interesting and stuff. I have a couple questions.
Are you addressing the questions to Tim this evening?
So whoever can answer it, really.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was wondering, you're always talking about the Illuminati. What is an Illuminati?
Well, gentlemen, we are discussing surplus and stuff and providing for the future right now, so that we're going to hold your question.
Okay, folks. On food storage, we have a good supply in the different family units, security units, the modular units. This is all good food, folks, and it's all in enamel-packed cans. It's great for long-term storage. I have tried some of it myself personally, and I don't have anything wrong with it. The garden seeds is another good item that we'll need to have later. If they do shut off our food, we will have to have the abilities to grow our own.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to ask about water filtering and perhaps the telephone number to request a catalog.
Yes, ma'am. The catalogs are $2, and you can call me at 602-337-2975. During the daytime hours, if you're back east, remember, folks, that you're 3 hours ahead of us. Arizona time, there's 3 hours difference between Arizona and the East Coast. And I'll be glad to discuss and take your order for a catalog at that time. On your question on water filtering, there's many, many different types of watering filtering out there, from tablets that you can put into water, or you can buy filtering units that will run so many quarts an hour for you.
I happen to have an MSD filter with the ceramic filter, but my primary question goes back into, that's great for the field, but then in storage, what are your recommendations for additives to, let's say, a 30-gallon container?
Get your home chlorine bleach. Use a couple of drops per gallon, and it'll hold your water for quite some time.
Well, that's wonderful. I appreciate your time, folks.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Okay, folks, no matter how much water you want to store, remember, put it in smaller type containers, 5 to 30 gallons maximum. Remember, you're going to have to lift this out in the field, and a 55-gallon drum is quite heavy. So going back to the food storage that you might want to have, you can try the 72-hour survival kit, and it sustains 4 people for 3 days. And it's at a nominal cost, or the camper pack. It's a 3-day supply for 4 people. If you buy some of these smaller packs, folks, let me suggest that you go out and try it. Just don't wait until the time comes, and then you're wondering how to put things together. Buy a sample pack, or camper pack, or what have you, and just try it, and that way you'll get the feeling on how to mix and use the water that's recommended with the individual cans and the directions. Yes, we have a caller. Go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question for you about the shortwave.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, does that have single sideband?
The Panasonic does have single sideband, sir.
Oh, good. That's what I'd like to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a total price again for a complete set for that, then?
That set would be $239.95, sir.
Okay. I also have another quick question for you. Do you carry MREs or anything similar to that?
Yes, I'm trying to get a hold of some at this time. Supplies and stocks on these are going fast.
I know. They're getting harder to find it. You know about what kind of price you might have in that?
No, I don't at this time. I'm waiting. I was supposed to have that information today. I did not get it in time. And they're supposed to get back with me this week. They got shipments coming in, and they're behind also.
Okay, sir. Well, one other quick question. On your Panasonic, you know what the sensitivity range of it is, like rating this book?
No, I don't. I have to be honest with you. I don't know that right now.
Okay, well, thank you. Let someone else get on it in.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, man.
Okay. Now, when you're working with food storage, folks, if you don't have a lot of money, you don't have the facilities to get some items nitrogen, you can pack some dry stuff yourself. Such as noodles, spaghetti, macaroni. You can put it into 5-gallon buckets. And at that time, you just put about an inch or two of salt, table salt, in the bottom, and fill it with your dried food, such as your spaghetti, macaroni, noodles, and what have you, and put some bay leaf on top, and that will hold the food for you and will stop it from getting buggy. We have a phone call?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a farmer, and I use a lot of agricultural chemicals. Do you believe that this could be causing the cancer in humans?
That I don't have any knowledge about that right now, sir, myself.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. So anyway, let's go back to preparing food storage. You can take rice and put some bay leaves in the bottom. 4 or 5 sprigs of bay leaf. Fill it up with rice and put 4 or 5 more sprigs of rice on there, and then seal the top, and that will help you. Also, when you're putting salt in your noodles and spaghetti and such, you're going to be reusing that table salt later to cook with, so you're not wasting it at all. And as far as red beans go, pinto beans, peas that are dried, you don't need any bay leaf in those. Salt is all you'd need. So there's an inexpensive way, if you're not able to have cans that are nitrogen packed or whatever, to keep your main foods in. Do you have anything to add, Carolyn?
Well, I thought we should repeat the number. The number to call in is 1-602-337-2524. 1-602-337-2524.
Okay, going back through our catalog again, I'd like to explain to you, for instance, what an LC2 suspender outfit is. An LC2 suspender outfit consists of a nylon padded Y suspenders that hold up a wide 2.25-inch pistol belt that the military uses. And you can attach various items onto it, your individual soldier's first aid kit, a butt pack. A nylon butt pack, I would say, is approximately 12 inches wide. And it's about 9 inches deep, and it has a lining in it where you can put your survival gear in it. We have a phone call.
Yes. Hello. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening. Could I just add here that when you do call in, I'm going to let Tim finish his sentences, and I'll ask you all to wait as you did. Thank you for waiting.
Okay. Getting back to the shortwave radio package, the solar battery charger, could you tell me if it handles all types of regular batteries, or be a little more specific on that?
Yes, sir. It'll charge 2 or 4 AA batteries. The SolarX NiCad charger is a real nice one. I've been using mine now for approximately a year, and in the field we'll use a large flashlight with the D size, but then we carry a backup because we can get the batteries readily charged, and this is why we've gone with this small radio and the Panasonic, because they take 4 AA batteries, and if you have extra Millennium batteries that are charging, you can alternate your batteries if you're out camping, hiking, fishing, or just even in the house. You can alternate those batteries, and you always got a fresh charge. And we've converted many things from standard batteries to the AA's because of the handiness of the solar charger, to include a headlamp that carries 4 batteries also. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I have a shortwave radio that runs on the AA's and several flashlights as well. Sounds like a great idea, and could you give me a price on that?
Yes, sir. The standard unit is $129.95. The name brand Panasonic is $239.95, sir.
Okay. The recharger alone without the radio?
The recharger alone in the catalog is $32.95, sir. Thank you for calling in, sir. Okay, while we're talking about the LC2 suspender outfit, along with the nylon butt pack, you can attach your canteen cover to it, which you can carry a 1-quart canteen, and inside fits your canteen cup. And you also get a brand new ripstop woodland pattern poncho. And then I have the LC2 individual first aid kit. This kit can be attached to the belt, and it has your first aid equipment in it. It has 1 pill container, 3 gauze, 2 3x3 gauze pads, 2 oval eye pads, band-aids, butterfly closures, some iodine swabs, alcohol swabs in it, insect repellent, and bacterian ointment. Bacterian ointment is a salve that you can put on your wound or scratches. It's a disinfectant. Roll of adhesive tape, a rubber tourniquet, wash and dry towelettes, a good bottle of the Aqua Pure water tabs, and some 2x2 gauze pads, chapstick, Carlisle bandage, and ammonia inhalants, and that's selling for $24.95 complete. We have a caller. Go ahead.
Right. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hello. We spoke earlier today.
Where are you calling from? What state?
New Hampshire. And I just wanted to ask Jim. I spoke to he and Bill weeks ago about. I'm about eyeing in all that he's talking about now with what Bill talked about last night.
Right. And this is Tim.
You're right.
That you're talking about.
Right. Okay. I wonder if you were. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, and I asked the question about whether you and Bill would try to put together a program specifically aimed at instructing those of us who have young children under the age of 3 who are going to be out surviving in the wilderness. All this comes down that we expect sometime in the near future. And I'm just wondering if... tonight is part of that educational process, or if you're planning on doing another full hour dedicated just to that topic.
I talked to Bill on that. I wanted to reiterate with the older folks out there what we have in the catalog, and then Bill's been pretty busy, and we've discussed it, and we're going to do that at a later date for the youngsters.
I might say that it will be a later date, but it'll be fairly soon, because I think all of us focused last night on the children and the danger that is here right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically what I'm talking about.
I'm glad you called, yeah.
Yeah, if they are going to, at some time in the very near future, do this, if this should pass in the Senate, then those of us who have young children who are doing the politically incorrect things like homeschooling, and bringing our children to church and everything like that, then we're going to be heading for the hills a lot sooner than everybody else, especially if they're going to start coming after our kids.
This is true, and we do have to take care of the little ones. I would involve them. I believe we talked about this last time you called.
Yeah.
Involve them in everything that you do.
Well, we are doing that, but where we are up here in northern New England, we've got winters to deal with, and... as best prepared as we can be with material goods, there are some things you just can't prepare a child for, and that's the discomfort of being cold, you know. So any advice that you can give in that respect is very helpful, and the sooner the better on that program, because July is bearing down on us very quickly. Thanks a lot for your help.
All right, thank you for calling.
Okay.
And I'll add right here, Tim, that everyone can listen in Friday night. For Doreen will be discussing with us things to do with the children and the family for preparing to take care of emergencies when everything comes down.
Okay, folks, some things that I have in the catalog on page 41, for instance, that we don't have pictures of. I have a pocket saw. It has 2 rings with a flex blade on it. It's very handy in a survival situation. I also have 9 and 12 inch tent stakes. I have extra GI tent poles, hip holsters for the 45 1911. I carry duct tape, Ellis oil, grease, extra fur trimmed hoods that are from Canada. They're grade 1. And they can be attached to the regular GI field jacket. I also have camo netting, field jacket replacement zippers, extra Alice gear keepers. I have zippers extra for the GI sleeping bags, whether it's the new style or the old mummy style. Waterproof match containers, different types of buckles. So if you have any questions on surplus items, just feel free to call, because I have a lot of items that are not in the catalog.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
I guess we don't have someone here right at the moment. Tim, the last caller about children was asking what to do with young children who cry when they're out in the wilderness.
Hello?
With you camping. So I think that's something we should keep in mind to answer at another time, okay?
Yes, I don't have a real good answer. A lot of mothers know their children and what makes them cry or be irritable. They would have to work out those problems. So I really don't have an honest answer I've been away from real small children for a lot of years now, since mine are all grown up.
Right, and I could add that I have never raised children, so we do have Doreen with us on Friday evening. And it's good for you to know that we don't always know all the answers. We have another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Well, we got another animal out there tonight. Folks, another thing I do have in the catalog is repelling gear. I do have the what they call the Army Green Line. I have it in 120-foot lengths. I also have repelling descenders, both the figure eight and the rescue eight. I also have the different carabiners and the locking rings, and I have also the different repelling harnesses. I also have the rope bags where you can coil your rope into the bag and have it sticking out the end, and you can throw your bag over the object that you're going to repel off of, and it'll unwind itself. We also have GI puff tents. They're only in used condition. Hold on, I have a phone call.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Carolyn.
Yes.
How are you? It's Richard from Texas.
Hello, Richard, and here's Tim to talk with you.
Thank you.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, Jim. I was talking about your family units, your food storage units.
Yes, let me get back to that page. Go ahead.
Okay, what kind of shelf life can I expect for, let's say, the family unit?
The family unit, all depending how you take care of your storage, if you keep it at a medium temperature, it'll store for several years.
Several years, okay. Well, let's hope I don't need to use it, but I'm going to go ahead and get one June 1st. How's that sound?
Well, that would be just fine.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, sir.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, another thing I'd like to go over with you, the pup tents, before the last caller came in. All I have is the used military pup tents. They measure usually 5 by 7. In the shelter halves, you have your tent stakes, your two ropes, and your tent poles. They are in used condition. What I have right now is in used grade 2. At $24.95 for both halves. I'm working on some other tents at this time, some dome-type tents with floors in them, anywhere from $89 up. The company that I'm getting them from is a pretty good reputable company. And so just call in on your request on tents. Also, I do carry the big militaries. We have a phone call. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi there. I'm curious about, I got the phone number for requesting a catalog, but I don't use credit cards. Is there an address I could send a couple of dollars to?
Yes, sir, there is. The address would be P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. You'd address that to Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936, sir.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
And we'll go on into the break music at this time.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest, may this man pray you and me as I was walking that river.
To be prepared. I hope you are getting the message, everyone out there. I'm going to tell the callers that we're going to wait a few moments so that we can talk about Swiss America trading. I want you to call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN and ask him for his free newspaper and the other papers that he has to send you, and ask to talk with him about how you can prepare for what is surely coming soon. You heard the program last night informing us about the danger of our children, and I think we all need to take action now. Another thing you need to do, along with calling Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN, is to remember that you are an American. Let it be known, share that fact, perhaps fly the American flag, as we discussed on another program, and consider reviewing your American music and sharing it with your family and friends. We do this on this program, just as we discuss with you the need to plan ahead. Call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN and ask him to send you the information that's available. It's important because things are moving along very, very quickly now. We felt it was important to call Tim to discuss with us preparedness today, and we're going to be discussing about the young children after we cover his catalog for the adults. Doreen will be here on Friday to discuss camping equipment and family activities for your preparedness. Call Gene Miller, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Do it soon. If you call tonight, you can leave your number on his telephone and he will get back to you. Call Gene Miller, 1-800-BUY-COIN. He's just nearby in Phoenix, Arizona, and with the 1-800 number, he's very near to you also. Now, Tim, we're going to continue. We do have a caller waiting. Shall we start with the caller?
Go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I would like to get the number if you could just show me for the ground cheese and food in enamel cans. We did not get the number and would like to get that. If you could repeat it slowly.
Sure, I can. To order the garden seeds, if you want to write in, would be Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. If you want to phone in an order to me, you can call me at 1-800-788-3320. Were you able to get that?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Okay, folks, for tents for preparedness, I can also get the military-style 10-man Arctic tent with a liner and the 5-man squad tent with a liner. They are used. They are in real good condition. They do have repairs in them, but they do work. The 5-man squad tent is a hexagon shape. It peaks to 8 foot 6 inches into the front, or from the floor to the top, and it spreads out to 13 feet 6 inches across the beam. It has 2-foot sides on it, and it only has one rigid center pole, because when you set your tent and you pull your side ropes, it raises your tent up. The Arctic tent assembles similar, only it's 17 foot across, 8'6" center, and it has 2.5-foot sidewalls on it. And all tents that I get in also have a cutout for your potbelly stove or Yukon stove that you might want to put in there. We have a caller, Cameron. Go ahead.
Yeah, is this a pyramid scam channel?
Pardon me?
Is this a pyramid scam channel?
Yeah, we had a... Yeah, some people don't have any brains when they call in. Some of these things that we're trying to prepare you folks with is not to scare you, but to prepare you into things that you might need if you have to go and you're in short supply and you can't get things. We have another caller.
Yes. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello, what state are you calling from?
California.
Hi, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm wondering if your guest carries the aluminized blankets that reflect 80% body heat and camouflage, because they seem to be not available anywhere. And anyone that's going to try to evade detection at night had better be able to reflect their body heat signature back at them.
The Polar Shield survival blanket, there's none made in camo that I know of. If you're going to wear that, put a poncho over you or a blanket, and it'll keep your heat in, plus it'll deflect the shining of the aluminized blanket.
Well, I know I have one here that was made by MPI Outdoor Safety Products, Winchester, Massachusetts.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? It's an aluminized plastic blanket that's like, you know, 8x11.
Go ahead.
And I just wanted to make people aware that, you know, with a forward-looking infrared radar, all they have is an airplane flying over at a moderately low altitude, and your signature is just going to stick out like a fire.
Yes, we are aware of that. This is why these survival blankets will come in handy, and you put another blanket over it to deflect the shine of the aluminum, and it might help.
I just thought I'd make that point. Thank you.
Thank you. For calling in tonight on tonight's program, folks, is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. Carolyn?
Tim, could I just add that everyone has been doing very well tonight in turning their radios off or way, way down, so we certainly thank you. We're expecting a caller now from somewhere out there, 602-337-2524, and here they are. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Carolyn. Hi, I wanted to talk to Tim. I just mentioned that anything that's made in ripstop nylon is very IR reflective. So in case you have, a ripstop nylon poncho or something like that, someone who's using night vision goggles or, you know, image converter, you know, doing these and all that, will get a nice signature. As a matter of fact, the reason they were used for our troops, so we be identified. The best use, more or less, is pretty much canvas. It does not reflect the infrared that much.
Well, this is true. They have the technology on their side. We just have to go one step and work a little harder and see what we can do. If we only have what we have to work with, well, that's what we have to work with.
Well, if you want, I know there are lots of good, World War II surplus gear and even World War I surplus gear, which is like made of really durable canvas. It's great stuff and lasts forever. So if you can get your hands on that, I'll be looking forward to your catalog.
All right. Well, folks, one thing about World War I and World War II, now we're going back quite a few years, let's say 80 years. Canvas, the reason military is getting away from canvas is it does rot if it's not taken care of. My experience of what I've seen on the market of World War II gear and World War I isn't too much worth buying, because when you put it to the stress out in the field, it starts tearing apart. If you can get a hold of some canvas, new canvas tarps, this is fine. I haven't been able to find a good supplier for them for myself. And they are good, and they will work, but they're also going to be way expensive.
Do we have a call, Sam?
Are you still there?
No,
I think.
Okay.
All right.
So, all right, we'll wait for the next caller at 602-337-2524. That was a good question.
Okay, another thing I'd like to talk about is compasses. Swiss Army, Victoria Knox makes a good compass. They have two good ones out on the market. Bruton and Company are made here in the USA. They have several good compasses out. I handle two of each brand, plus I also handle the regular GI Lisnatic compass. Buy yourself a good compass that you'll be able to work with and get to learn it. They all do have instructions with them. Also, I have books in stock on land navigation and how to use a compass.
We do have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, I'm glad you waited. What state are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller, and it's actually the first time I've listened to your station, and I was referred to listen to it by some friends of mine in the Patriot Network. And my question is that I'm unfamiliar with what took place last night with both statements. I was wondering if you could update me on what took place.
Not at this time. I don't have all of the information available.
The reason I wanted to know was all this talk with getting ready for what's to take place. I'm not sure what was
just
said to take place.
Just ordered the tape from us, sir, from last night. If you call in or write to CAGI, we can get the tape for you, and that way you'll be fully informed on that hour's program.
And especially, I'll jump in here, Tim, especially since you're a new listener, we're glad to have you calling, and you could send a dollar and a self-addressed stamped envelope and get the whole list of tapes and all the other information. There's just no way that we can bring you up to date in a minute.
Okay, okay, and that would be, can I write to the 3300?
No, write to CAGI, that's C-A-J-I, that stands for Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence,
uh-huh.
C-A-J-I, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, that's capital S-H-O-W,
right.
Capital L-O-W,
right. Arizona.
Arizona 85901, and it will be repeated at the end of the show for shortwave listeners.
I really appreciate
okay.
that.
I'm glad you called.
Really enjoying the show. Thank you very much.
Okay, folks, if you have any questions, just give me a call at 602-337-2524 tonight, and I'll be glad to try and help you in anything that comes to mind. Also, tomorrow during the day, you can call me at 602-337-2975, and I can further assist you.
Do you have a caller?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, it's Richard from South Florida.
Yes, Richard.
I wonder, do you have any night vision equipment?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Folks, answering that question, there's a lot of night vision out there, and it's pretty expensive. There's different brands. I've tried a couple. I'm not too happy with what I've seen so far, and I really don't have an honest answer for you to try and sell something that I won't do until we thoroughly tried it out ourselves.
Do we have a caller?
We do have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I just wanted to ask you if you knew that the song you played, This Land Is Your Land,
yes,
was written by a communist, Woody Guthrie.
Well, that's
This Land Is Your Land.
Interesting for you to share that with us. Is your land, this land is your land? That's all that matters, is the title of the song and whether it's yours or theirs. Is this land your land?
Yes, but it always bothers me when I hear that song to know it was written by a communist.
Well, just listen to another song then. All right, thank you for calling in.
Another thing, folks, what you want to do is look into warm blankets. Whether they're wool, some people can't use wool blankets. Use a cotton lining under them or a sheet. But if you're using a sheet, make sure you dye it. Make sure it's an off color, that it's not bright to signal you. But wool does give you the best warmth as far as blankets go. Do we have another caller?
Yes. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm John from Arkansas.
Yes, John.
And I've run into something that I think the Patriots might be interested in. There's a Dr. Santillo that has found a way to take fruits and vegetables and take all the water and salt and sugar out of them, and they're encapsulated.
Yes, go ahead. I'm not familiar with them.
Well, it's a new product. It's only been out for about a year.
No.
And a bunch
no.
of
them. Well, we can't do that right now, sir. You'd have to send us the information and have us look it over before we'd recommend it on the air, sir.
Well, what I was going to do is just give my address and people could
Thank
no,
you for calling.
No,
I can't
do that, sir.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, folks. So, you want to get warm clothing for the colder climates, as the gentleman stated earlier from New Jersey. Wool is good, but some people can't wear it. This is where the military came in with polypropylene. It's an EWAX material that takes the moisture from your body and still keeps you warm. It's very good, and some stores do have it in children's sizes. Do we have another call, Kelly? Go ahead.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Canada. Great.
Can you please tell me what the letters CAGI stand for?
Yes, that stands for Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence. Do you have a question for our speaker tonight, Tim?
No, thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
Fine. Thank you for calling.
Okay, one thing that the ladies out there might want to try and do is go to the different children's wear stores and see what they have available in warm clothing and dull colors for their children, and usually buy it in the, well, this time is a good time of year to buy winter clothing in some of the children's clothing outlets. You can buy it real inexpensive. You might be able to even buy some two for one. Which you might want to keep in mind for the little ones. Do you have another caller?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, both of you. This is Dave in Albuquerque. I wonder if I could give a word of caution to people who want to go out and buy some of your rappelling gear and go out and use it without instruction. I'm an instructor in a local rock climbing school. We train all the local mountain rescue and search and rescue groups here.
Yeah.
We don't advertise other people's products, ever.
Okay, folks.
We don't advertise other people's products, and if you would hold your calls, if you have such subjects, that's the second call tonight, and I'm just going to hang up on you next time.
So, ladies, look for children's clothing, getting back to that. Shoes, remember your children are going to grow, so buy them a little bit extra large. And a larger size than they normally buy, and that way you can start storing clothing that way for the children. Foodstuffs and medical supplies, when you go to the grocery store, throw in an extra box of cotton balls, band-aids, and what have you, and you'll easily start building a supply of medical needs. Do we have a caller?
Yes. I just wanted to alert you to another product that might be very useful in such a situation. That they now have some locators that are based on satellite observations, and you can dial in and get to within about 40 feet of your actual location on the Earth and available to...
Yeah, but who controls the satellites, sir?
Well, I mean, they're going to be up there for the military use. They're not going to take them down. I don't think that they can monitor
myself,
each individual input.
Myself, I wouldn't take a chance on using one because it's still a receiver and transceiver, sir.
I see. Well, it's a good point. I just thought I would let you know about it if you weren't aware of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have seen them. Myself, I'll just nestle myself into my land navigation book and rely on my compass and my own instincts. That's what we used to use years ago, and here again, you got modern technology, and if you rely on it, there's somebody up there that's running that satellite that you're using. Another thing I'd like to add to you folks, like you say, when you're going to the store, so you don't have to spend a lot of money at one lump sum to buy medical supplies, just add a few items into your shopping cart, alcohol, peroxide, disinfectants, things of that nature, elastic bandages. A few a week won't hurt your budget that bad. So that's one way of more or less economizing when you're trying to assemble your gear. Do we have another caller?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, can't complain, sir.
Good. This is Paul calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay, Paul.
Okay, wanted to ask you if, does anybody know if anybody has any electric generators that produce, say, 120 volts AC, maybe low power, 100, 300 watts worth, either in like a hand crank type or even like a bicycle mount type. If you get in a situation where you need a little bit of electric power, either to run a radio or to run something, maybe a light bulb or two or something like that, something that would really come in handy. You know anybody that's stocking anything like that?
I myself, I don't, sir, but this is where some of your solar panels that we do have in our catalog would come in handy to generate power for your radio equipment or lights. We do have in the catalog, and if you'd like to call me during the day, I can enlighten you on the two solar-powered lanterns that we are carrying also.
Okay. That would be handy. All righty. Well, I thank you. Enjoy the program.
Okay. Thank you for calling, sir.
Tim, I'll just share with you the fact that we have three more minutes, and we'll probably have room for another call.
Okay, if we do have another caller, call in at 602-337-2524. On page 63 of the catalog, we do have solar lanterns, one at $116 and one at $109. We do have those coming in. We're waiting for them to arrive at this time so we can try them, and then we can get back to you with further information on the solar-type powered lanterns.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Carolyn. This is Dominique from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, hello, Dominique. I'll let you talk to Tim.
Yes, please do.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Tim.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the catalog. Do you have any books on survival techniques and practices?
Yes, sir. In the back end of the book on page 83, I have a list of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 different types of books from rigging, hand-to-hand fighting, survival, hot weather and cold weather equipment, mountaineering, things of this nature, and land navigation.
Beautiful. Good thing to get a hold of before the time comes.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Yes, the one book I have on survival, it goes through jungle, cold weather, and hot weather survival techniques, plants, what's edible and what's not edible, and how to survive in the different temperate zones. It is a real handy book, and it only costs $5. So I would suggest every family getting a copy of that, plus the map reading and land navigation book. Everybody must know land, terrain, and features, and know north, south, east, and west, and you'd be surprised. Hunters that I've been with up here in the mountains of Arizona don't know their right from their left and north from the south. So that would be a handy book to get a hold of. Go ahead, Caroline.
Well, Tim, we're drawing to a close, and everyone out there, be aware that we do plan to come back with a session focusing on children, young babies, and the family. And I know Tim will look forward to being with us again, too.
That's true. Doreen will be doing a good job along with you again on Friday night, which is ladies' night. Ladies, if you have any questions, even reference the catalog that you might have at home. I've had ladies call me at the store asking questions. Don't feel bad about talking to a man about things that you need to survive with. That's what we're here for, is to help you. And I don't care how many questions a person asks, Every question they ask helps them and myself gain further knowledge. I don't know it all. We're all seeking answers, and I'll be glad to help.
Good night, Tim, and everyone out there.
Good night, folks.
He has loosed the faithful lightning of his heralds with sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and dance. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and failing lamp. His day is marching on. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since my God is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is lifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Hello? Hello, you're on the air?
Yes, this is Victor from Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm glad you waited, Victor. And Tim's right here waiting for you, too.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm interested in your catalog on all the information I can get.
Okay.
And what would it cost to pay the cost of mailing?
It's $2, sir.
$2. Okay, thank you very much. I have the address.
Okay.
Surplus and stuff?
Right.
Box...
3300.
Oh, 3300. Okay. At St. John's, Arizona, 85936.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and you're doing a wonderful job.
I thank you kindly, sir. God bless you.
You've got to wait. You've got 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
Want. Yeah. No problem. I didn't have it. What's he calling?
I'm here.